Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're on tonight and every night here from the El Pacifico, our studios out here on the very far western edge of these here United States. Join us online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for Phil TV in HD. We're there right now, live, and a lot of other things you can see on our website at, with a backstage pass. We have Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center to join us this hour to talk about today's biggest story, which was the arrest of George Zimmerman in the killing of Trayvon Martin. Now, you know that this is a, or you may not know, this is a second-degree murder charge. It is not a manslaughter charge, but it's also not a first-degree murder charge. We're reading now from the Associated Press release. Amid furious public pressure to make an arrest in the killing of Trayvon Martin, the special prosecutor on the case went for the maximum Wednesday, bringing a second-degree murder charge against the neighborhood watch volunteer who shot the unarmed black teenager. George Zimmerman, 28, was jailed in Sanford, the site of the shooting February 26th that set off a nationwide debate over racial profiling and self-defense. Elsewhere in the story, we are told that this second-degree murder charge under Florida's stand-your-ground law must be brought if the shooter or the individual is being charged evidences a, quote, depraved frame of mind. Now, what they mean by that is not that the guy is a depraved guy. It means that in that instance, his mind was not working in a legal or sensible or logical way. It was working in a manner that was above and beyond or below and beneath what the way human beings should act. Second degree murder means, and we'll get on Dean Wheeler here. Second degree murder means essentially that you are using deadly force in a situation where you should not use deadly force, and I would imagine, and you know that, and of course you know. We're all adults and we're all citizens of this country and we're all supposed to know the law. You know, as the saying goes, ignorance of the law does not mean you're not subject to it. Dean, how are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Phil, and thank you for this is a very important issue, and we join in with Americans across this country in celebrating. And I use the bad word. That's not a good word to use. We're not celebrating the arrest of Mr. Zimmerman. We are simply appreciating the American system tonight working in the way it should, which is to bring to justice a man who murdered, I think is the words of the prosecutor, a young man.
Well, we don't know the guilt or innocence of this man. We just know there's an arrest.
There has been an arrest. And yes, there has been an arrest, but there is also, I think there is an understanding by myself, by people all over this country, that this is a man that killed this young man, murdered him, and justice is going to be served.
Well, no, I don't think that there's an agreement on that, you know.
Well, if you look, and when you say there's not an agreement on that, I suppose you're talking about the handful of people who have decided to make this a racial issue. I have never made this a racial issue.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about people who are looking at this situation.
Well, Phil, I think what you need to do is stop drinking the Kool-Aid here and let's talk about this. There is a man who's driving with a gun. It's loaded. And then another man is shot. Now, you don't drive around with a gun.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you, man. I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid here.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid. What Kool-Aid do you think I'm drinking?
Well, the Kool-Aid you're drinking is this belief that there's a racial... The racial element here, Phil, is, if anything, it's an anti-black racial element. But I think that what has happened... is that some people are saying, well, Mr. Zimmerman was set upon by a thug. What we have is a thug armed with Skittles. So I don't want to go through this stuff again. We've been through it. It's very clear. The man with the gun is the man who did the killing. The man who didn't have a gun, didn't have a knife, didn't have anything other than the items that I mentioned, is dead.
It's not beyond the possibility of life, and it's not beyond possibility in the law that even with Mr. Zimmerman being fully armed, that he was acting in some form of self-defense.
Well, that has been discussed, and this is what I mean by the Kool-Aid. You're going over things that have already been talked about and have already been explained.
Well, give me the explanation again. I mean, if I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, then I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't know what, you know.
Well, it's a lot of people drink the Kool-Aid, Phil, and don't know. You know, they just think they're having a cup of coffee. But you know, if you're telling me that, oh well, George Zimmerman, you know, it could have been self-defense. That's a Kool-Aid drinker.
And all right, let's dispense with Kool-Aid drinker and tell me why you believe that that is a ridiculous statement to make, if you will, or not a ridiculous statement, but it's a. Tell me why you believe that. Mr. Zimmerman could not have been acting in any kind of self-defense whatsoever.
All right, I'll give it to you. I got to tell you, I appreciate being on your program, Phil, but I hope this is the last time that any of us has to explain this.
Well, there's going to be a lot of the courtroom is where a lot of this explanation's going to be happening.
Well, but again, the good news is George Zimmerman is in custody. The good news is George Zimmerman's in custody. So the spade work, if you will, and the heavy lifting's been done.
And all right. Well, give me again why you think it is that Martin, Zimmerman could not possibly have been acting in self-defense.
Well, it's very simple. Here's a man who was following a man. He was told he told them that he was following him. He even made the statement, "Oh, they always get away with it." It bothers me that I even have to explain this.
It
does. This has been gone over and over and over again. It really bothers me.
Well, what I'm trying to do here is post-arrest set up what possibly could be the prosecution's assault, if you will, on this case, or the prosecution's take.
Anyone can see what the prosecution's... That's the problem I'm having here. It seems like... You tell me you're not drinking the Kool-Aid.
And I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid. I don't like the reference.
Then why are you asking me to explain how it could not possibly have been self-defense when this has been explained over and over?
I have not heard it explained thoroughly from beginning to end. I've got my own take on it.
Well, all right. I'm going to give it to you, but I'm so tired of having to explain this. I'm really just so weary of having to explain this over and over again. Just grinding.
If you would explain to me your thinking on this Zimmerman's impossibility.
All right, let me give it to you this way. George Zimmerman is following this kid. He tells them that he's following the kid. He even is heard on this 911 tape saying, "They always get away." What does that mean? It means he's already tried and convicted Trayvon Martin as one of them. Well, I'm not saying that he's talking about a black man, although he probably is. He is talking, in fact, though, to some kind of a criminal when he says, "They always get away." So he's made that statement, and in his mind, he has already turned Trayvon Martin into a killer. Now he's told by the 911 operator, "Are you following him?" "Yes." "You don't do that anymore. We don't want you to do that anymore." Now, the "they always get away" statement is made after he's told not to follow the kid. But he's asking me to explain it again.
Who are you talking to?
Well, Rich Jedman is here, and a few of the people from the Holistic Center are here, and they're really, they can't believe that I'm having to explain this.
Just continue, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. So he's told, don't follow. Now he has apparently stopped following. He's out of his truck. He's looking at a street sign. He says that Mr. Martin approaches him from behind. We were led to believe that he was jumped, but we are now told that he turned around and said a few words to Mr. Martin. And the words were Martin saying, "Have you got a problem with me?" Mr. Zimmerman says, "No." And conveniently, Mr. Martin strikes him in the nose. Now, that's a very short conversation, and it certainly is convenient because it's not a lot to remember when you're speaking to the police. If you have a more involved conversation...
All right, so you're assuming that Mr. Zimmerman's lying.
I just find the comment, do you have a problem with me? No, I don't. Well, you got one now. I think that conversation is just short enough for a guy to remember. It explains some of his injuries, not all of them. But it also is a very unusual thing for a man to say to someone that he has been following for quite some time, that he called 911 on, that he is concerned about, to the point where he says, they always get away. Now, all of a sudden, when Mr. Martin asks him, do you have a problem with me? He says, no. Just simply, no. And conveniently for Mr. Zimmerman, Mr. Martin responds, well, you do now, punch. So the aggressive, violent, for no reason suspect comes to light and comes to life for George Zimmerman.
So you believe that, all right, in listening to that, Dean...
And again, Phil, I've got people here in the office, here at Northern California Holistic, who don't think I even should have gone into it. And I know one of them is Reg, you know it. It's wrong to do that.
All right, I don't want to talk to them, I want to talk to you. We're going to take a break here, Dean. Hang on the line. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. As we talk here with Dean Wheeler about George Zimmerman's arrest and how, in Mr. Wheeler's mind, he is guilty already. And he just ran down for us his view of those events. But Dean Wheeler and others at the Northern California Holistic Center, and probably others in this country, are already celebrating not just the arrest, but what they know, what they think will be the conviction of George Zimmerman. 877-876-7445. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
It's wrong. Red, shut up. It's wrong.
On the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. What was your comment to me, Dean?
I just think that when you are talking about the George Zimmerman case with the American public, you run the risk. People are not that educated as to the law. And what has happened here in the Zimmerman case is very specific to whether it's intentional, whether it is, whether it's second-degree homicide.
Well, I'm still going to take phone calls from my audience because that's what we do.
I understand that, but I don't know that you're going to get any clarity.
That is something that we don't judge before the fact. We just take the phone calls from people, and I'm happy to do it. Our number 877-876-PHIL, but your stance is George Zimmerman is a guilty man.
Oh, without question, yeah.
And he will be found that way?
Unless you get one of these southern juries. My understanding, this is in Florida somewhere.
Central Florida.
All right. Well, Central Florida. Now, that is almost like the rural South.
All right. Well, but you don't... So what are you saying? I mean, now you're saying he won't get a fair trial.
I'm saying that he is guilty, and I think he will be found guilty unless you get one of these southern juries. That's all.
Okay. 877-876-7445 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to John. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hey, how you doing? I was basically...
Good, sir.
I was listening to this whole debate all day today, and I formed my own opinions of it. Now, I mean, this guy talks about the law, but, I mean, it's not illegal to observe things that are going on in your neighborhood, especially these days. These days, it's people tell you should look out for your neighborhood. And I'm not saying the guy was right or wrong.
Yeah.
But
when you talk about terrorism... when you're talking about terrorism,
Okay, but nobody is psychic. He didn't know that the guy had a bag of Skittles. He didn't know that he was 17. He saw a suspicious-looking character in his neighborhood, and out of goodness of his own whatever...
But that's the profiling, you see. He profiled him when he said, when you say suspicious, what is suspicious about a boy walking down the street talking on a phone? What's suspicious about that?
He didn't. My point is, it's not illegal for him to observe this man. Now... If he was observing him and the kid didn't do anything, obviously would have came to no avail. Nothing would have happened. Why? I mean, we talk about him, what he did. What about what the kid did? Why did the kid approach the man who didn't threaten him, who didn't do anything, you know, to him? He followed him, yes.
Are you kidding? Well, we don't know that he did. George Zimmerman, well, if someone's following you, I'm not confrontational this way. I don't know how you, but some people don't like to be followed. I don't know how you are.
Okay, but he had a cell phone. He could have used his cell phone and called the cops just like the Zimmerman guy did, right?
Well, what would you do, sir? Are you saying that you wouldn't turn around and perhaps in a friendly way say, excuse me, sir, why are you following me? Is everything an occasion to call the police? This is not George Zimmerman now. This is Mr. Trayvon Martin, and maybe he didn't think he needed to call the police. Maybe he just needed to say to the man, hi, how are you? Why are you following me? This is why he's guilty.
You keep saying he's guilty. Yeah, this man is...
You can't say he's guilty.
You're saying that the young man had no right to be black.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, he didn't.
The young man had choices. The young man had choices that he could have made, too. You know, and at the end of the day, how do you know he didn't approach him and say, hey, you ass, why are you following me? Get the hell out of my house.
And how do we know that Zimmerman didn't come out of his truck firing?
Exactly. So how can you say he's guilty?
Because of what we heard on the tape, and the tape said that Zimmerman, the lady told Zimmerman to back off.
What the operator said was, we don't need you to keep doing that.
She said we don't need you to. She didn't say will not or will not. That's exactly what she said.
I think she said to him,
I heard it a hundred times. All right, you heard the tape.
And she said on the tape, George, you keep doing this, we're going to have to arrest you.
No, she did not say that.
She did not say that. Don't
ask. I believe she did. NBC edited it.
No, NBC didn't edit that.
She said,
what did NBC edit out? That George Zimmerman said,
we got another one in the neighborhood. Listen, yeah. You're drinking the Kool-Aid that says he's automatically guilty. No, sir.
Can I just say this? What did George Zimmerman mean when he said, they always get away? Well, he meant the N-word, didn't he?
The N-word? Not necessarily.
He said they always get away, and he's
okay.
But you said earlier
that he could have been a criminal. The point is, if you in your own neighborhood, I saw somebody walking through rainy day hoodie. My neighborhood has had break-ins lately. I have a child in my home. I don't know where this guy is going. I might follow him too. And you know what? I would keep my distance, which I suspect the man did too. I wouldn't be following him 10 feet.
You suspect? How can you suspect that when he pulled out a gun and put a slug into the kid? That's not keeping your distance.
All right, look, I think we're going in circles now. You're making some very good points here, John. You're making some very good points, and I'm glad you're making these points, which is we don't know. We have to hear this evidence unveil in a court of law. We got to hear with the tape, unedited. We got to know what the eyewitnesses are saying. This debating this stuff on the radio, you know.
Mr. Henry, that is Kool-Aid drinking. You know this guy's guilty.
No, I don't know that.
No, that's the thing.
No, I don't know that.
How can you truly say that?
I'll tell you why. The smoking gun is when he says we got too many of these N-words or something. He didn't say N-word, but...
He said we've got a lot of these...
You're inciting more hate against the guy.
I'm trying to remember.
He said simply...
Look, your door's open. I just heard your door open.
If
a guy came up to you right now and said, I don't like you Mexicans, I don't know what, you know.
Let's stick to the point here. The point that you made was this. The guy said, they always get away.
Okay. Right. Well, he meant N-word.
How do you know he didn't mean somebody that broke into a house recently got away and always get away?
There you go. You know, we've had in our neighborhood.
Mr. Henry, in your neighborhood, I'm sure you've got 24-hour security, armed patrol.
No, we do not. We've had bikes stolen.
I'm from Detroit. I live in Detroit. Recently, we had home invasions where people.
If you're from Detroit, you've got to be black, and then you know what I'm saying.
No, I'm not.
If he's from Detroit, he's what?
You're not black, and you're from Detroit.
Yeah, I'm white American.
The reason why
I live right by.
Well, the reason why.
Okay. Good call. John, I got to take a break. John, I got to go. But you made a very good call, and you made some good points. 877-876-PHIL. I think you've got to stop jumping to conclusions here, Dane.
Well, Phil, I apologize if I'm doing that. But the guilt of this man is being clouded over by a lot of people who I think they've got a I think they're shaded a bit by their home ownership and their elitist.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Henry.
You know what I mean?
No. Famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler as we talk about the George Zimmerman arrest. Mr. Zimmerman was arrested today by police in Florida and is in custody. He was arrested for second-degree murder, not manslaughter, not first-degree murder, second-degree murder. And part of the rationale for second-degree murder is that you have to exhibit a, quote, depraved mentality. And what they mean by that is a willful disregard for the life of somebody else. And that means that it was above and beyond what would be called for instance, in self-defense. If the guy was defending his life, maybe there would be a justifiable mindset there. At least that's what I think.
Well, Mr. Henry, you know...
Well, hold on. We got Dean Wheeler on the line with us. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, you know, I think what's happening here is that you're trying to find, you and your callers are trying to find ways to show that George Zimmerman acted in some kind of a rational way. We know that he acted almost like a mindless animal, waving his, I don't know if he waved his gun around, but I think you can well imagine this young man walking down the street, turning around and seeing a truck following him. And what is that like for a black person in America to see headlights behind them, following them? This has got a very powerful, very, very powerful imagery. He turns, he sees headlights. Here's this Zimmerman waving his gun, or I don't know if he's waving it.
He's not waving his gun. There's no evidence that he waved his gun.
Well, there is evidence that he fired it. You'll agree with that, won't you?
Yes, I will agree with that.
There is evidence that he fired it.
But the evidence as to why he fired it, one needs to, I think, continue to, you got to at least consider it. 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show, this is Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on with Dean Wheeler.
Oh, hello. I was just, I wanted to comment on that, because I know I live in Alaska, and it's not uncommon for you know, people to follow us and see us, and certain parts of our neighborhoods, we're allowed to shoot people and get away with it, pretty much. Basically,
what do you mean, follow you? Are you a Mexican or a black? What do you mean, follow you?
Oh, no, I'm a white person. And
what do you mean, follow you?
For you to say that people from Detroit have to be black, or people are from one city, they have to be...
Well, you're from Alaska. You're from Alaska. What would you know about that? I'm asking you, who's following you in Alaska? What do you know about Detroit?
We have neighborhood watch everywhere. There's neighborhood watch all over the United States. For you to think that...
But you're in Alaska, so what would you know about Detroit up there? You don't know anything about... You don't... The only thing you have up
there
are yourselves. You have each other. You have each other in Alaska.
Oh, no, we don't.
You've been all over the states?
Oh, no.
In Alaska, you have each other.
The cops don't come out for murders because they get murdered themselves. I mean, Alaska's way worse than down in the lower 48th, and despite what you guys may think...
Well, no, that's ridiculous. Alaska is, they have cruises going up there all the time.
It is ridiculous.
They have cruises.
People from Detroit,
don't they have cruises?
People from Detroit have to be black, right? If people from Alaska, they have to be native, right? No, they don't.
No, people from Alaska have to be white.
No, they don't.
People from Alaska have to be white.
Well, in my opinion.
How many black people are here in Alaska?
Not many.
You know how many?
Not many.
You know how multicultural America is?
America. Well,
America is very multicultural.
What do you mean? That's,
and yet there are.
I know America is. I know America is. I know America is multicultural, but not Alaska.
Is Detroit a part of the United States? Is Detroit a part of the
yes.
United States?
Yes. Detroit is part of the United States.
Is Alaska,
Alaska
a part
right
of the United
now.
States?
That
is Alaska part of the United States?
True. Only
are we all wrapped
years?
Around the same U.S. constitutional laws?
Only the, last 50 years. Only the last 50 years.
Well, what does that mean?
Alaska has been part of the United States for only 50 years.
And what does that mean?
I think you know what it means.
No, I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
Sure. Sure, kid. Whatever you say.
Well, what is... Don't patronize the... What do you mean, sure, kid? Whatever you say.
Alaska has... All right, you sounded very young, sir. I forgive me. Alaska has a lot of white... Let's face it, a lot of white people that went up there looking for gold and got stuck.
And they all left because they couldn't find it. And now we have a lot of white people.
They got stuck up there.
There's very little white people, actually. There's not very many white people. There's less white people than anybody else.
Is that right? Then let me ask you a question. How come every time I watch that show, Alaska State Troopers, all I see are white faces?
Because that's the troopers.
Every time.
They're not in the middle of the criminals that they arrest. If you're a white man and you go in the village, you'll be killed. Nobody will ask what.
No, I didn't say the village. What are you talking about, the village? I'm talking about just regular.
In Alaska,
out on the freeway.
Here's why you get into trouble.
You hang out.
Right, hold on. Hold on. Hey, this kid is like
somebody up here.
So, the kid doesn't want to hear what you have to say.
Can you people hear? Whoa.
I'm saying to this kid, the reason why he's getting followed is he's hanging out at these Indian villages. Right?
Well, yeah. All right, so let's say
why are you hanging out? No, you.
So
we're talking about you
followed.
Now. Is that why you... No, we're talking about you. Why are you being followed?
Right, so. Yeah, because you hang out in the Indian villages.
Are you hanging out
I
in the Indian villages?
I walk around Mountain View. No, because I walk around Mountain View, and that's the worst part that's the worst part of Anchorage. So cops are always following everybody. But they don't get
cops
out of the car. They don't get out of
cops
the car.
Neighborhood
Watch is affiliated with the police.
No, Neighborhood Watch is not the point. You know, son, this is why this kid is such a dick.
Okay, see you later, punk. Anytime I got to scream into the phone so people can hear me.
Did you hear what that kid called? He called me bitch.
I heard what he said. But the problem with that kid was that, you know, there's only so much we can take of the meth addicts tonight, kid, before, you know, we've got to hang up on you or you self-destruct like you just did. 877-876-7445 is the number here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Let me go down to Alan here. Alan, you're on the Phil Hendry show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Phil. I love your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Dean, I have a question for you.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. Were you there when the whole incident occurred?
Yes, because it was...
You were there?
There?
You were
no.
Standing there watching?
No, but I... For the tapes and everything that's been said,
no,
yes,
that's not
I was there.
Question.
Well, that's what you're saying, though, isn't it? In virtual terms, I was there.
The reason... The
in virtual terms...
You are saying it's virtually impossible to be self-defense, that's what you're saying, right?
It's absolutely impossible, yes. He's guilty.
That's only because Trayvon was an African-American. He's automatically innocent
because
he's an African-American.
No,
yes.
That's wrong.
Because you weren't there.
I'll tell you why. No, it's because the other guy had a gun and the kid didn't. Wow.
That doesn't...
What's so difficult to figure out about that?
People who don't have weapons, and sometimes they have to use their guns. Does that mean that's not self-defense either?
Really? What was the deadly force being used against Mr. Zimmerman that he had to pull his gun and...
Well, there was witnesses.
Was it the Skittle bag? Was it the Skittle bag?
On top of George.
It was the... Oh, and that's deadly force. And so that was the Skittle bag that maybe he was hitting with. Or maybe he was hitting
with
the iced tea.
Actually, because you can't break someone's nose with a Skittles bag.
Well, you could with a phone, or maybe a iced tea, or maybe he just scared him with his hoodie. You know, kid, you got a real...
Why don't you stop calling people kid?
Kid,
you
know,
you guys believe in too many fairy tales. I'm telling you how it is.
What, am I drinking my Kool-Aid? Am I drinking my Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I think you are drinking. You're not only drinking it, you're siphoning it. Because I can tell you that...
Well, what are you saying that is so raw? You know, what this gentleman is saying, you weren't there. He's right. You know, what we have is tape on the 911 calls. We have some eyewitness testimony, which I don't know what that is. I don't know who those people are. They've had all kinds of screwy, contradictory things. We do have some videotape of Mr. Zimmerman's post-arrest of whatever injuries may be there. We have Mr. Zimmerman's statements himself, which I suspect is going to be the heart of this.
But can I say something, Mr. Henry, because you're going on and on and on.
What?
Phil, can I ask you a question?
I was going to say, the statements of Mr. Zimmerman are very... Would you be quiet, sir? I'm talking.
Don't tell him to be quiet. He was asking me a question.
The statements of Mr. Zimmerman will be very pivotal because he's going to be asked 100 different ways what was said between him and they'll probably use this terminology, the Negro or the Black.
Why would they use that terminology?
Because
those are your words, not
that's
theirs.
What you, that it's the South. That's what you're forgetting.
So in the South, we're going to have a prejudiced jury, a bunch of hillbilly cops, and essentially it's going to be a process that is, and yet Mr. Zimmerman's been charged with second-degree murder. So that kind of goes against your assumption that this is a sort of hillbilly Mayberry RFD situation.
Well, they're going to coach him in his statement.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. It is confirmed that Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch captain, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't have any police or enforcement any more than...
No,
you know.
I know that, but that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
It's his job.
I think confirmed, I mean, I guess.
If he sees anything suspicious, he's supposed to report it. That doesn't mean he's racist, and he didn't know he was Black. When he called in,
we got a situation here. Yeah, but you're going on and on and on and on and on and on about him calling. The situation is this. Yeah, he called. Maybe he didn't call. He did call. He, you know, that's fine, and I grant you all that, sir. The problem is the following thing. A gun that was a hidden weapon, because he had a permit to carry a concealed weapon, was pulled, shots were fired into a man's body. Whether he had the right to call, not call, hold on for a minute. Is it illegal to what?
Mr. Henry, I'm the guest.
You're saying, well, he's...
Wait a minute. You guys are giving me all of this. Hold on, Dean. Is it illegal to follow a man? It's illegal to stalk people. At some point, there is a law that says you can't stalk somebody. Now, whether or not that comes into play here, I don't know. But we got a gun being pulled, sir. You guys are talking about whether he was driving behind him, whether he was driving in front of him, whether he did this, whether he did that. We have to establish, and I think that this is the thing. The cops are going to establish only one thing. Was this guy's life in such danger that pulling that weapon and firing it was legally called for, or is legally protected? That's it. That's the only thing. That's the all this bull crap about was he following, was he not following? Hold on. You guys keep going off about whether this kid looks suspicious. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. There's a lot of suspicious people. You walk up to them and say, hey, what are you doing here, man?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and you say, and the kid says, I was just walking down the street. Zimmerman says, here's the conversation. You got a problem with me? No. Will you do now? Punch. You know, that's a very convenient recollection. There's not a lot to remember. You don't have, the cops are going to ask him 1,500 times what was the conversation, and all you have to remember is I said no, as opposed to a conversation that a reasonable person might have, which is, have you got a problem with me? No, sir, I don't. I was following you. We've had break-ins, but it's good. I mean, that's what maybe a guy would say if he's interested in diffusing and otherwise, you know, not escalating a situation. George Zimmerman is saying he simply said no. That's a very neutral comment. He doesn't have a lot to remember there. The cops are going to grill him 55 different ways on that conversation, a lot of things. And personally, I don't believe him.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Well, what are you going to say?
And you, Dean, I don't want you to keep giving me... Hold on. What
are you going to say if he's found
innocent? I'm a guest on the show, and why aren't you talking to me?
Will you hold on, Dean? I'm sorry, sir.
I said, what are you going to say if he gets, both of you, not you, Phil, not so much you, but what are you both going to say if he's actually found innocent and proven innocent in a court of law?
Wait a minute, wait. You're ignoring what I just said. You're ignoring everything I just said. You're ignoring everything I just said. You're going right to the verdict. Why don't you look at what happened, man? Listen to what happened. Look, I'm not asking you to say that the guy is guilty. I'm asking you to look at what happened. I'm asking you to look. Get this guy on hold, buddy. He's driving me nuts. Not you, sir. I'm asking you to just listen to what was said. What sounds reasonable? There's only one thing that has to be proved. When George Zimmerman pulled that gun and fired that weapon, he had no choice. It was stand your ground.
Right,
it was the Florida law. It was the Florida law. It's stand your ground. Right now, the police preliminary investigation is, no, that wasn't quite what happened. We'll see. He's got a defense attorney. He's got a big freaking mountain to climb, man, because those cops are going to ask him all about that fight. They're going to ask him not once, not twice. They're going to ask him 100 times how that fight went down. And if he doesn't remember it the way it went down every single time, they're going to call him a liar. He better remember how that fight happened. He better remember what he said to Trayvon Martin. The cops are going to ask him 100 different ways what happened to see if he's lying. Cops do that, as you know.
If someone's sitting on top of you, but if someone's not sitting on top of you and they're not beating on you, but you want people to believe that they are,
then you have to remember how you constructed that story, and you have to remember to say it the same way over and over and over again if it didn't happen that way. No, there isn't. There are witness accounts to conflicting things. So I got a break. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. And we're going to be right back. And Dean Wheeler will get back to. Sorry.
You got to get pissed.
I don't care if he's pissed. He's buttoning with all kinds of stuff. We're right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. We have to break. My
Truth
producer told me
is
that
our
we have
bitch.
To break.
The Phil what Henry
about
me? Show.
I'll get back to you.
Oh, boy. He did.
Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler is with me. You wanted to say something. I'm sorry that I had to preempt you in the last phone call, but I wanted to talk to that young man, or you know, who was asking me some questions.
Well, he asked you one question, Phil. But all right, I'll give you that. I want to say that I think what we're missing here. I'm not trying to demonize George Zimmerman. I just want people to stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
What Kool-Aid?
Well, the Kool-Aid that says that what he said, you know, that what George Zimmerman said to the police is what happened. He said that this kid walked up and punched him. How do we know that Zimmerman didn't get out of his truck, walk right up to the kid, stick his gun in the kid's gut, and pull the trigger?
Well, okay.
Why don't you believe that? Everybody's believing the other one.
Well, the other version is that the kid came up and punched him in the nose after a very innocent exchange of some kind.
Right. I mean, that to me is the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard anything so asinine.
Well, it's not that far-fetched.
What?
The fact that he said to the kid said, "Have you got a problem?" "No." "Well, you got one now." Boom. I mean, it does sound like something out of a TV show, you know.
Well, I don't even know if it's out of a TV show. It's the most fantastic thing I've ever heard. He said, what?
He said, the kid walked up to him and said, "Have you got a problem with me?" And he said, "No." And the kid said, "Well, you got one now." Boom.
That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. How do we know that Zimmerman didn't get out of his truck, stick his gun in the kid's gut, and say, "Suck on this," and pull the trigger?
Well, come on. You talk about an outlandish television.
Well, we don't know, do we? Trayvon Martin isn't around. That probably is what the kid's dead, so that's more likely what happened.
And why is that more likely?
Because the kid's dead. And how do we know that this Mr. Neighborhood Watch, this wannabe, CSI Miami guy or whatever he thinks he is, got out of the truck, stuck the gun in the kid's gut, and said, "Do you have a gun?" "No." "Well, suck on this."
And you mean like out of Taxi Driver?
Out of the, I'm sorry?
Like on a taxi driver?
Well, Mr. Henry, you're being a little absurd.
Well, that exchange is from the movie Taxi Driver. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that. I'm not familiar.
The exchange of, have you got a gun? No, we'll suck on this, is from Taxi Driver. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let me go to a phone call here. We are going to continue with this next hour, guys. Here's Randy on the Phil Henry Show. Randy, go ahead.
I'm somewhat in agreement with the person you're talking to. Here's my point, and I was saying
Absolutely,
that we don't know the other side of the story. We're hearing from Zimmerman, who have ulterior motives of not telling the truth because he doesn't want to go to prison for the rest of his life. So he's going to tell you what he wants you to believe to keep him out of prison, and or the death penalty, or first-degree murder. And all I'm saying is we're hearing one side of the story because the other side, the guy is dead. And all I'm saying is
I can tell you Trayvon Martin's side. The guy came up and said, suck on this.
You don't know that he said that. That sounds more preposterous than the other thing.
I'm not saying that. What I am saying is we won't know what happened because we'll never hear the other side of the story.
We will get a trial, and there will be evidence presented.
Evidence. God, Henry, why don't you wake up and smell the